The Jordan Rules by Sam Smith. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Jordan Rules is a book written by Sam Smith about the Chicago Bulls and their star player, Michael Jordan. The book chronicles the Bulls' rise to prominence in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and the impact that Jordan had on the team. It also looks at the relationships between Jordan and his teammates, coaches, and management, and how they all worked together to create a championship team. The book also examines the impact that Jordan had on the NBA, both on and off the court. The book begins with a look at Jordan's early life and his rise to stardom. It then moves on to the Bulls' first championship season in 1991, and the events leading up to it. It examines the team's struggles in the early 1990s, and how Jordan was able to lead them to three consecutive championships. It also looks at the relationships between Jordan and his teammates, coaches, and management, and how they all worked together to create a championship team. The book also looks at the impact that Jordan had on the NBA, both on and off the court. It examines his influence on the league's marketing and television deals, as well as his impact on the game itself. It also looks at the impact that Jordan had on the culture of the NBA, and how he changed the way the game was played. Finally, the book looks at Jordan's legacy, and how he is remembered by fans and players alike. The Jordan Rules is an in-depth look at the life and career of Michael Jordan, and the impact that he had on the Chicago Bulls and the NBA. It examines the relationships between Jordan and his teammates, coaches, and management, and how they all worked together to create a championship team. It also looks at the impact that Jordan had on the NBA, both on and off the court, and how he changed the way the game was played. Finally, the book looks at Jordan's legacy, and how he is remembered by fans and players alike. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Michael Jordan was the most dominant player in the NBA during the 1990s. Michael Jordan was the most dominant player in the NBA during the 1990s, and his success was largely due to his incredible work ethic and competitive drive. The Jordan Rules chronicles the Chicago Bulls' 1991-1992 season, during which Jordan led the team to their first championship. Michael Jordan was the most dominant player in the NBA during the 1990s, and his success was largely due to his incredible work ethic and competitive drive. The Jordan Rules chronicles the Chicago Bulls' 1991-1992 season, during which Jordan led the team to their first championship. During this season, Jordan averaged 31.5 points, 6.0 rebounds, 5.5 assists, and 2.8 steals per game, while shooting 53.9% from the field. He was also named the NBA's most valuable player for the second consecutive season. Jordan's dominance was not limited to the court. He was also a master of the mental game, often using his trash-talking and competitive spirit to intimidate opponents. He was also a master of the media, using his charisma and charm to become one of the most recognizable athletes in the world. Jordan's success on and off the court made him a global icon and one of the most influential athletes of all time. Main idea number 2. The Bulls had a talented roster. The Bulls had a talented roster, including Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, and John Paxson, but it was Jordan's leadership and drive that pushed them to the top. The Jordan Rules details the team's struggles and successes throughout the season, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had a talented roster, including Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, and John Paxson, but it was Jordan's leadership and drive that pushed them to the top. The Jordan Rules details the team's struggles and successes throughout the season, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. From the book The Jordan Rules by Sam Smith, we learn that Jordan was the driving force behind the Bulls' success. He was the leader of the team, and his determination and passion for the game was what made the Bulls so successful. He was the one who pushed the team to reach their goals, and his leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was a fierce competitor, and he was willing to do whatever it took to win. He was relentless in his pursuit of excellence, and he was willing to put in the extra effort to make sure the team was successful. He was also a great motivator, and he was able to get the best out of his teammates. He was the leader of the team, and his presence was felt on and off the court. He was the one who kept the team focused and motivated, and his leadership was the key to their success. Main idea number 3. Jordan was a demanding leader. Jordan was a demanding leader, and he pushed his teammates to their limits. He was often critical of their performance, and he expected them to match his intensity and commitment. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a demanding leader, and he pushed his teammates to their limits. He was often critical of their performance, and he expected them to match his intensity and commitment. Jordan was not afraid to call out his teammates when they were not performing up to his standards, and he was not afraid to challenge them to do better. He was also known for his intense practice sessions, where he would push his teammates to their physical and mental limits. Jordan's leadership style was not always popular with his teammates, but it was effective in helping the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. It looks at how Jordan's intensity and commitment to excellence drove the team to success. It also examines how Jordan's leadership style was both beneficial and detrimental to the team. The book also looks at how Jordan's leadership style changed over the years, and how it evolved as the Bulls became more successful. Main idea number 4. The Bulls had a difficult road to the championship. The Bulls had a difficult road to the championship, and they faced many obstacles along the way. The Jordan Rules looks at the team's struggles and successes, and how Jordan's leadership helped them overcome these obstacles. The Bulls had a difficult road to the championship, and they faced many obstacles along the way. In Sam Smith's book, The Jordan Rules, he looks at the team's struggles and successes, and how Michael Jordan's leadership helped them overcome these obstacles. Jordan was the driving force behind the Bulls' success, and his determination and skill helped the team to overcome the odds and win the championship. He was the leader of the team, and his presence was felt in every game. He was the one who pushed the team to their limits, and his will to win was unmatched. The Jordan Rules also looks at the team's chemistry and how it was affected by Jordan's presence. He was the leader of the team, and his presence was felt in every game. He was the one who pushed the team to their limits, and his will to win was unmatched. He was the one who kept the team focused and motivated, and his leadership was essential in helping the Bulls to reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. The Jordan Rules is an insightful look at the Bulls' journey to the championship, and how Jordan's leadership and determination helped them to overcome the odds and win the title. It is a must-read for any basketball fan, and it provides an in-depth look at the team's struggles and successes, and how Jordan's leadership helped them to reach their ultimate goal. Main idea number 5. Jordan was a fierce competitor. Jordan was a fierce competitor, and he was determined to win at all costs. He was willing to do whatever it took to win, and he pushed his teammates to do the same. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's competitive drive helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a fierce competitor, and he was determined to win at all costs. He was relentless in his pursuit of victory, and he pushed himself and his teammates to their limits. He was never satisfied with anything less than the best, and he was willing to do whatever it took to get there. His competitive drive was a major factor in the Bulls' success, and it was a key part of their championship run. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's competitive drive helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. It looks at the strategies he employed to get the most out of his teammates, and how his relentless pursuit of excellence pushed the Bulls to the top. It also examines the impact his competitive spirit had on the team, and how it helped them to become one of the greatest teams in NBA history. Main idea number 6. The Bulls had to overcome adversity. The Bulls had to overcome adversity throughout the season, and they faced many obstacles along the way. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to overcome adversity throughout the season, and they faced many obstacles along the way. From the physical and mental toll of the grueling 82-game regular season, to the pressure of the playoffs, the Bulls had to stay focused and determined in order to reach their ultimate goal of winning a championship. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was the driving force behind the Bulls, and his leadership and determination helped the team to stay focused and motivated. He was the leader on the court, and his presence was felt in the locker room and on the sidelines. He was the one who kept the team together and pushed them to reach their goals. His leadership was the key to the Bulls' success, and it was his determination and drive that helped the team to overcome adversity and reach their ultimate goal. Main idea number 7. Jordan was a master motivator. Jordan was a master motivator, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a master motivator, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. He was able to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, and he was able to get the team to work together as a unit. He was able to get the team to focus on the task at hand and to stay motivated even when the going got tough. He was able to get the team to believe in themselves and to believe that they could achieve their goals. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was able to motivate his teammates in a variety of ways. He was able to get them to focus on the task at hand and to stay motivated even when the going got tough. He was able to get them to believe in themselves and to believe that they could achieve their goals. He was able to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, and he was able to get the team to work together as a unit. He was able to get the team to focus on the task at hand and to stay motivated even when the going got tough. He was able to get the team to believe in themselves and to believe that they could achieve their goals. Jordan was also able to motivate his teammates through his own example. He was a leader on and off the court, and he was able to inspire his teammates to work hard and to strive for excellence. He was able to get the team to believe in themselves and to believe that they could achieve their goals. He was able to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, and he was able to get the team to work together as a unit. He was able to get the team to focus on the task at hand and to stay motivated even when the going got tough. Jordan was a master motivator, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Main idea number 8. The Bulls had to deal with injuries. The Bulls had to deal with injuries throughout the season, and they had to find ways to overcome these obstacles. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to deal with injuries throughout the season, and they had to find ways to overcome these obstacles. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was able to rally the team and keep them focused on the goal of winning a championship. He was able to motivate the team to play through the injuries and push through the adversity. He was also able to keep the team together and create a sense of unity and camaraderie. Jordan was able to lead the team to success despite the injuries, and the Jordan Rules looks at how he was able to do this. Jordan was able to use his leadership skills to keep the team focused and motivated. He was able to create a sense of unity and camaraderie among the players, and he was able to keep the team together despite the injuries. He was also able to keep the team focused on the goal of winning a championship. Jordan was able to lead the team to success despite the injuries, and the Jordan Rules looks at how he was able to do this. The Jordan Rules looks at how Jordan was able to lead the team to success despite the injuries. It looks at how he was able to keep the team focused and motivated, and how he was able to create a sense of unity and camaraderie among the players. It also looks at how he was able to keep the team together and push through the adversity. The Jordan Rules looks at how Jordan was able to lead the team to success despite the injuries, and it is a must-read for any basketball fan. Main idea number 9. Jordan was a great leader, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a great leader, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. Jordan was a master motivator, and he was able to get his teammates to play their best when it mattered most. He was also able to get them to buy into the team concept, and he was able to get them to trust each other and work together. Jordan was a great leader, and his leadership style was instrumental in the Bulls' success. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was able to get his teammates to focus on the task at hand and to put the team first. He was able to get them to play hard and to play together, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. Jordan was a great leader, and his leadership style was instrumental in the Bulls' success. Main idea number 10. The Bulls had to face tough opponents. The Bulls had to face tough opponents throughout the season, and they had to find ways to overcome these obstacles. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to face tough opponents throughout the season, and they had to find ways to overcome these obstacles. In the Jordan Rules, Sam Smith looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Smith examines the strategies the Bulls used to win games, the team dynamics, and the individual performances of the players. He also looks at the impact Jordan had on the team, and how his presence changed the way the Bulls played. Smith's book provides an in-depth look at the Bulls' journey to success, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Jordan Rules looks at the Bulls' season from a unique perspective, and provides insight into the team's successes and failures. Smith examines the team's strategies, the individual performances of the players, and the impact Jordan had on the team. He also looks at the team dynamics, and how Jordan's presence changed the way the Bulls played. Smith's book provides an in-depth look at the Bulls' journey to success, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Main idea number 11. Jordan was a master strategist. And he was able to come up with game plans that gave the Bulls the best chance of winning. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's strategic thinking helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a master strategist, and he was able to come up with game plans that gave the Bulls the best chance of winning. In the Jordan Rules, Sam Smith examines how Jordan's strategic thinking helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was able to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of his opponents and devise a plan to exploit them. He was also able to motivate his teammates and get them to buy into his strategies. Jordan was a master tactician, and his strategies were instrumental in the Bulls' success. Jordan was also a master of the mental game. He was able to get into the heads of his opponents and use psychological tactics to gain an advantage. He was able to use his trash talk and on-court antics to get under the skin of his opponents and throw them off their game. Jordan was also able to use his charisma and leadership to rally his teammates and get them to believe in his strategies. Jordan was a master strategist, and his strategies were instrumental in the Bulls' success. His ability to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of his opponents, devise a plan to exploit them, and motivate his teammates to buy into his strategies was key to the Bulls' success. Jordan's mental game was also a major factor in the Bulls' success, as he was able to use psychological tactics to gain an advantage and rally his teammates to believe in his strategies. Main idea number 12. The Bulls had to overcome distractions. The Bulls had to overcome distractions throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay focused on the task at hand. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to overcome a number of distractions throughout the season, from the media attention surrounding Michael Jordan to the team's internal struggles. In The Jordan Rules, Sam Smith looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. He examines how Jordan was able to keep the team focused on the task at hand, despite the constant media attention and the team's internal issues. He also looks at how Jordan was able to motivate his teammates and keep them focused on the goal of winning a championship. The book also looks at how Jordan was able to use his own personal struggles to motivate the team. He was able to use his own experiences to show his teammates that they could overcome any obstacle, no matter how difficult. He was also able to use his own experiences to show his teammates that they could achieve anything if they put their minds to it. The Jordan Rules looks at how Jordan was able to use his own experiences to motivate the team and help them reach their ultimate goal of winning a championship. Main idea number 13. Jordan was a great teammate, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a great teammate, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. Jordan was a leader on and off the court, and he was able to motivate his teammates to reach their full potential. He was also able to bring out the best in his teammates, and he was able to create a team atmosphere that was conducive to success. In The Jordan Rules, Sam Smith examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a great teammate because he was able to bring out the best in his teammates. He was able to motivate them to work hard and to believe in themselves and in the team. He was also able to create a team atmosphere that was conducive to success. Jordan was a leader on and off the court, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Main idea number 14. The Bulls had to adjust to new players. The Bulls had to adjust to new players throughout the season, and they had to find ways to incorporate them into the team. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to adjust to new players throughout the season, and they had to find ways to incorporate them into the team. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was able to bring out the best in his teammates, and he was able to motivate them to perform at their highest level. He was also able to create a sense of camaraderie and trust among the players, which was essential for the team to succeed. Jordan was able to get the most out of his teammates, and he was able to make them believe in themselves and in the team. This was the key to the Bulls' success, and it was the reason why they were able to win 6 championships during the 1990s. The Jordan Rules also looks at how the team was able to adjust to the changing landscape of the NBA. The Bulls had to adjust to the influx of new players, and they had to find ways to incorporate them into the team. Jordan was able to do this by creating a system that allowed everyone to contribute. He was able to get the most out of his teammates, and he was able to make them believe in themselves and in the team. This was the key to the Bulls' success, and it was the reason why they were able to win 6 championships during the 1990s. Main idea number 15. Jordan was a great communicator, and he was able to get his point across to his teammates in a clear and concise manner. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's communication skills helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a great communicator, and he was able to get his point across to his teammates in a clear and concise manner. He was able to motivate his teammates and get them to buy into his vision for the team. He was also able to effectively communicate his expectations for the team and hold them accountable for their performance. Jordan was a master of the art of communication, and it was a major factor in the Bulls' success. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's communication skills helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was able to effectively communicate his expectations for the team and hold them accountable for their performance. He was also able to motivate his teammates and get them to buy into his vision for the team. Jordan's communication skills were a major factor in the Bulls' success, and the Jordan Rules provides an in-depth look at how Jordan used his communication skills to help the Bulls reach their ultimate goal. Main idea number 16. The Bulls had to stay focused. The Bulls had to stay focused throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay motivated and on track. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to stay focused throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay motivated and on track. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was the driving force behind the Bulls, and he pushed them to be the best they could be. He was a leader on and off the court, and he was able to motivate his teammates to reach their full potential. He was also able to keep the team focused on the task at hand, and he was able to keep them from getting distracted by outside influences. Jordan was the leader that the Bulls needed to reach their ultimate goal of winning a championship. The Bulls had to stay focused on the task at hand, and they had to stay motivated and on track. Jordan was the leader that the Bulls needed to stay focused and motivated. He was able to keep the team focused on the task at hand, and he was able to keep them from getting distracted by outside influences. He was also able to keep the team motivated and on track, and he was able to push them to reach their full potential. Jordan was the leader that the Bulls needed to reach their ultimate goal of winning a championship. Main idea number 17. Jordan was a great motivator. Jordan was a great motivator, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a great motivator, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. He was able to create an atmosphere of trust and camaraderie, and he was able to get the team to work together as a unit. He was able to get the team to focus on the task at hand and to stay motivated even when things weren't going their way. He was able to get the team to believe in themselves and to never give up. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was able to motivate his teammates by setting a good example. He was always the first one in the gym and the last one to leave. He was always pushing himself to be better and to work harder. He was always encouraging his teammates to do the same. He was always pushing them to be their best and to never give up. He was always there to pick them up when they were down and to celebrate with them when they achieved success. Jordan was also able to motivate his teammates by showing them that he cared about them. He was always there to listen to their problems and to offer advice. He was always there to give them a pat on the back when they did something right. He was always there to give them a hug when they needed it. He was always there to show them that he believed in them and that he was proud of them. Jordan was a great motivator, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to push them to their limits, and he was able to get them to believe in themselves and in the team. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's leadership style helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Main idea number 18. The Bulls had to make adjustments. The Bulls had to make adjustments throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay competitive. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to make adjustments throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay competitive. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was the driving force behind the Bulls, and he pushed them to be better. He was the one who set the tone for the team, and he was the one who held everyone accountable. He was the one who demanded excellence, and he was the one who made sure the team was always striving to be better. He was the one who kept the team focused and motivated, and he was the one who made sure the team was always playing to win. Jordan was the leader of the Bulls, and his leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to make adjustments to their game plan throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay competitive. Jordan was the one who made sure the team was always playing to win, and he was the one who pushed them to be better. He was the one who demanded excellence, and he was the one who held everyone accountable. He was the one who kept the team focused and motivated, and he was the one who made sure the team was always striving to be better. Jordan was the leader of the Bulls, and his leadership was the key to their success. The Jordan Rules looks at how the Bulls overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was the driving force behind the Bulls, and he pushed them to be better. He was the one who set the tone for the team, and he was the one who held everyone accountable. He was the one who demanded excellence, and he was the one who made sure the team was always striving to be better. He was the one who kept the team focused and motivated, and he was the one who made sure the team was always playing to win. Jordan was the leader of the Bulls, and his leadership was the key to their success. Main idea number 19. Jordan was a great teacher. Jordan was a great teacher, and he was able to teach his teammates the fundamentals of the game. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's teaching helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. Jordan was a great teacher. He was able to impart his knowledge of the game to his teammates, and his teaching helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship. In the Jordan Rules, Sam Smith examines how Jordan's teaching helped the Bulls reach their goals. He explains how Jordan was able to teach his teammates the fundamentals of the game, and how his leadership and guidance helped the Bulls become a championship team. Jordan's teaching was instrumental in the Bulls' success, and his influence on the team was undeniable. Jordan was also able to motivate his teammates to reach their full potential. He was able to push them to work hard and strive for excellence. He was able to get the best out of his teammates, and his leadership was a major factor in the Bulls' success. Jordan was able to bring out the best in his teammates, and his teaching was a major part of the Bulls' success. Jordan was a great teacher, and his influence on the Bulls was undeniable. His teaching helped the Bulls reach their ultimate goal of winning the championship, and his leadership and guidance were instrumental in the Bulls' success. The Jordan Rules examines how Jordan's teaching helped the Bulls reach their goals, and it is a testament to the impact Jordan had on the team. Main idea number 20. The Bulls had to stay focused on the goal. The Bulls had to stay focused on the goal throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay motivated and on track. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. The Bulls had to stay focused on the goal throughout the season, and they had to find ways to stay motivated and on track. The Jordan Rules looks at how the team overcame these obstacles, and how Jordan's leadership was the key to their success. Jordan was the driving force behind the Bulls, and he pushed his teammates to be their best. He was a leader on and off the court, and he was always looking for ways to improve the team. He was willing to take risks and make tough decisions, and he was always looking for ways to make the team better. He was also a great motivator, and he was able to get the most out of his teammates. He was able to bring out the best in everyone, and he was able to get the team to believe in themselves and their ability to win. The Bulls had to stay focused on the goal of winning a championship, and they had to stay motivated and on track. Jordan was the leader of the team, and he was the one who kept everyone focused and motivated. He was the one who pushed the team to be their best, and he was the one who made sure that everyone was on the same page. He was the one who kept the team together, and he was the one who made sure that everyone was working together towards the same goal. He was the one who kept the team focused and motivated, and he was the one who made sure that everyone was doing their part to help the team reach its goal.